sitting to my right here in the studio. It wasn't hard for him to find his way here. He did it for more than three decades. Radio legend.
Oh, my gosh.
The semi-retired Bobby Russell with us. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Rich. Hi, guys.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me in here.
Welcome back.
It is. I was thinking about just as I was sitting here. This is just like coming home. I'm full circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Full circle. When I started in Bangor Radio, it was in this room right here.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow. And that was what,
1978.
Whoa. Wow.
1978.
So you were like nine?
Yeah. I was a youngster. That's for sure.
Well, as you know, Bobby announced his retirement from WKIT back in the fall. We had a big bash. Stephen King was here. Man, oh, man.
Everybody was glad to see me go.
Oh, they were lining up. It was a great old time. And then you decided that the first thing you needed to do in retirement was get yourself a new knee, right?
Well, I didn't get a new knee. I had a torn meniscus. I heard Bruce talking about it. Are you talking about one of the Celtics players?
Yeah.
And they went in to fix his. They didn't fix mine. They just ripped it out, you know?
You don't need this anymore.
So, yeah. I was actually kind of banged up before I retired from KIT, and it was bothering me, but it just got to the point where it was ridiculous. And so in January, I had just arthroscopic. You know, they poke a bunch of holes in your knee and go in and dig and whatnot. And I was sitting around, and I haven't done anything since I retired. You know, I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't done anything. I was limping around. I was on crutches. I was on a cane, and now I'm able to walk. And I got to get back to doing something.
Well, and so that's why you're here today. And we've been doing our best to keep it secret and not let the cat out of the bag. But you're coming back to radio right here, starting Monday.
Monday, right here, following downtown. I'll be coming on at 6 o'clock. It won't be live. I still have my studio at home in the out in the Garage Mahal.
Well, it'll be, as we call it, plausibly live.
Blah, I will do it. I will do it I watch Stephen Colbert every morning.
Yeah.
Because I tape him the night before. And he does his show at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon to air at 11:30. So I will be doing my show probably around four or five. So I can hit whatever happens during the day.
Sure.
But then record it and then go back in the house and have dinner and whatnot.
Well, that's fantastic. And this will be from 6 to 10.
6 to 10.
Every Monday through Friday night.
As long as I fully expect to get fired at some point.
Wow.
I've always, in my entire career in radio, always expected to be fired.
Have you ever been fired in radio?
No. I was, I never got fired. Mainly because at one point I became the general manager.
Ah.
But even then, I Steve or the New York guys could have just said, Bob, okay.
But you left for
this
a while.
Was a horrible mistake.
You went off to did the big market thing that people do.
Yeah, well, a big market. It was a market number 74 or something like that.
Compared to this.
What is Bangor?
237?
237.
Somewhere around there last night.
Yes, I did. I did Wilmington, Delaware. I went down there and did mornings in Wilmington, Delaware. And the odd part about that, guys, was... If Bangor, Maine is Wilmington, Delaware, Ellsworth is Philadelphia. That's how close we were.
Wow.
That's how close you are. And then to the south is Baltimore. So, and at the time there was a very big station in Delaware called WMMR, 93.3 WMMR, and then there was 94 something WYSP, and Howard Stern was on YSP.
Wow.
And a guy named John DeBella was huge in Philadelphia doing the morning show there. So I had to really concentrate on doing a local show for Wilmington, Delaware.
Right.
And you know what? We beat him.
Well,
I didn't beat anybody in Philly. You know, I was, below the line, they said, in Philadelphia. But as far as being the Wilmington, Delaware radio station, we were number one.
Now, you're a local guy. You grew up around here. Who were the guys you listened to on the radio when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, George Hale.
Yeah.
He's still around.
Still going.
George Hale. There was
George will outlive us all.
There was a guy over at ABI named Bill Mack.
Oh, yes.
I remember Bill Mack.
I do, yeah.
I remember Bill Mack. There was a Don Perry.
I remember Don, who worked at Channel 7 for a while.
Worked over there for a while, yeah. And, of course, this station, when it was WLBZ, was like really old folks music
right.
at the time.
Right. You know, although they used to have a great weekend program that was syndicated from a Monitor. Do you remember listening
Monitor,
to that?
Monitor, yes. Yeah. I remember the little jingles yes. thing at the top of the hour. And, yeah, Eddie Owen yes. was on the air here.
Don Clark,
yeah.
John McKernan, Sr.
Yes. Yeah, they were all here. But then as I was in high school and whatnot, I listened to Mighty John.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to Mighty John over at GUI and whatnot. And then I was lucky enough to get hired by Mighty John over here for the brand new Z62 in 1978.
And the rest is history. Now, yeah. We're talking with Bobby Russell, who will be returning to the airwaves starting Monday night at 6 right here on Z62 Retro Radio. Now, you famously, on your last day, beat the living tar out of your alarm clock
yes,
on the
I
air.
Did. Yes, I did. I took a hammer to it.
So are you able to sleep late after all those years of getting up at the
Yes, I
the
am. You know, and everybody said, and Stephen told me when I was first talking about retiring, he said, don't worry. I said, you're still going to get up early. You know what? I have no problem sleeping in. I sleep until 7:30 every day.
So you're going to get every a dog day. Nosing you to be
Well, yes, and that's and that is what wakes me up is Finnegan, my my dog. He's got to go out by 7 o'clock.
Right.
Rich, I don't even have a clock on my nightstand anymore.
Well, that's nice.
Nah, nothing. Nothing right there.
That's a pretty good thing to do. So what made you feel like you wanted to come back and play some tunes here?
I miss talking into this.
Yeah.
This thing right here. I miss the listeners. I don't miss any of you guys at all. I didn't miss anyone at work here. Period. But I need an outlet.
Oh, yeah.
I need an outlet to talk about stuff that I see. It bothers me.
Yeah.
Even for someone like me who was never, you know, I didn't spend a lot of time on the radio, but that's how I ended up coming back to downtown is once you've done it and you like it, it's hard to just walk away. I mean, I did the show with Dan for
Dan
a few
Hannigan.
Years
yeah,
and
yeah.
then I did occasional stuff on KIT, but I had been mostly in the office and it is tough. If you're a radio guy, it's tough to not do radio in some
You see things, and
you got to tell somebody.
You
got to
tell
it.
Somebody.
I was away for almost 50 years.
Yeah.
And as soon as Rich invited me back, all the juices started flowing again from when I was
a kid.
Just,
you know, like for instance, driving in here today, all of you people who have like chairs and sofas and things like that sitting out by the side of the road. Nobody wants those. They've been there long enough. You know, it's not free for the taking anymore. They've been through snow and rain and this and that. Get that off your lawn. That looks awful. That looks awful.
And now you'll be able to tell somebody other than Rosie, and that'll be good.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you're going to be playing the great music here on Z62, but also telling stories and anything that you did in the morning show all those years.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have checked with the guys, Don and Mark, and they have foregone some of the bits that I used to do, some of the things like the Genius of the Day awards. And there's no shortage.
No
shortage of those to hand out every day. I had this thing I did for years where my Uncle Frank, who would send me tapes of him torturing telemarketers. You know, remember when we signed up for the, you know, the do not call?
Mm-hmm.
He was just the opposite. He signed up for everything. So he's constantly getting telemarketer calls, and he makes it his mission to get them to hang up on him.
Wow.
And he usually does. So I've got a ton of those that I'll be sharing. And just playing some games. The only difference, the tough part will be I can't take phone calls.
Right, right.
I can't take phone calls. So, you know, we'll play around that and whatnot and, you know, do a lot of stuff through Facebook and email and whatnot.
I don't want to throw a curveball at you. I'm just tossing this out there. But, you know, if it's a nice summer night, would you consider once in a while maybe coming in and doing it live?
In here?
Yeah. Now you got a garage. Why would you have garage Mahal?
I got my studio.
Why would you
there.
Come here?
And, yeah. And I've got the same setup as what's in the are in the production yeah. rooms here at home.
Yeah, and from helping get that studio up, it's a pretty good view from the studio.
I'm right on the lake.
Better than Bangor High.
Yeah, I'm looking at, you guys are looking at the Generator Shack, you know, and Bangor High School.
All right, so that was a dumb question. Why would you want to come in?
Why would I want to
come in?
I only get the wall across the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you get to look here. You know, I look out at the lake.
So
and,
that's really, I mean, and you did it for years on KIT.
Yeah.
That's like a radio guy's dream come true.
It is.
To be able to do it and not really have to travel far from.
It was great. Yeah. It really was great. It was just the hours of getting up. You know, I still had to get up at like 3:30
right
or whatnot to be. I know some guys can get up at, you know, some morning guys can get up at 5:30 and be on the air at 6 o'clock, but I was not one of those.
Now when you were doing mornings all those years, did you adjust on the other end and go to bed much earlier at night?
Oh yeah. There was a lot of napping. There's still a lot of napping.
Oh yeah, you have to be. I mean, yeah, I haven't done a morning show in 40 years, but yeah, naps are crucial to.
I'm looking forward to it, and I hope the people, will give me a listen.
And it's going to be called.
Oh, in honor of one of my heroes
and mine.
One of my heroes. I was a huge fan of Eddie Driscoll. I tried my darndest to have Eddie Driscoll's job when he retired. I used to fill in for Eddie for the month of July at Channel 2, not on camera. I mean, come on, look at me. But as far as doing all of his booth announcing,
oh yeah,
and
yeah.
his what's going on, we'll get it on
we'll
for you,
we'll put it on for
we'll
you,
put it on for you. And then when Eddie retired, I pitched myself to take over and to host the afternoon show and whatnot. And the general manager at the time told me, "quote It's cheaper to put on Three's Company, than it is to hire another person," and so.
But in honor of Eddie, you're calling the show.
The Suppertime Retro Radio Show. Bobby Russell's Suppertime Retro Radio Show. If you're a fan, if you know of Eddie, he did the Suppertime Super Show for years and years
now,
and years.
Right at your right elbow. Funny, we bring up Eddie Driscoll. I found these tapes at school, these old 3/4-inch video tapes. And that tape is the last thing Eddie ever did on television.
This no kidding.
After he retired, I did my version of It's a Wonderful Life with Eddie playing my guardian angel. It was filmed by the late Paul Salisbury.
Sudsy.
Yeah, and I just happened to find that tape. I've got to get somebody who can transfer it from 3/4-inch into something I can watch here in the 21st century.
Eddie was a pretty good painter as well, you know, an artist.
Yes.
And I have
he and Ruby did all those puppets.
Yeah.
Mason Mudd and all of those.
I have an Eddie Driscoll original
at
home. I had it here at the radio station. Somebody a listener in Brewer knew I was a fan of Eddie
and
he had it and he gave it to me one time, and I have that in my studio at home.
Well, we can't wait to hear the show starting Monday night at 6. It's so good to have you back on the radio. And
we'll see.
Thanks for leaving the garage and coming here to talk with us.
I know.
Knowing how comfortable you are, it means a lot that you would come see us.
I almost brought Finnegan, but
do that anytime.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Great luck with the show. We look forward to hearing it starting Monday.
Thanks, guys.
That's Bobby Russell. Weeknights at 6 starting Monday right here on Z62.